It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in Game Time Decisions on this Friday on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we've got plenty going on here tonight, plenty going on this weekend. We welcome the college basketball back, of course, tomorrow. Great slate of hoops action there. We've got plenty of bowl games, NFL Week 17, NHL back, and the association, and nobody better to talk to about the NBA then the coach, James Young, hanging with us here. And we got a lot to get to here, coach, including some breaking news in Sacramento. But the Knicks are about to take on Orlando. Let's cover this game here quick. Magic getting 6.5. They barely lost to the Heat last night. Knicks coming off of that come-from-behind win against San Antonio on Christmas. Not that you would remember that, but what are you thinking about this game here, coach, tonight?
I'm going to go with the Knicks team total over 108.5 points. The fact that they're playing on it, that's a good one, Joe. You got me on that one. That was slick. I'm going to think the Knicks team total over 108.5. Listen, offensively, they should be able to get to this number. I know they only scored 100 last time they played Orlando. You got to remember that Orlando game that they won 191. It was really weird that the defense, especially how aggressive Suggs was on Brunson. I think they may call the game a little bit tighter. Plus, Orlando on the second leg of a back-to-back after losing at home to Miami. I think the Knicks try to push the pace. Give me New York Knicks team total over 108.5 tonight.
Oh, I like that. All right. Yeah, certainly would push the pace more than Miami did there. Coach, we've got breaking news here that Sacramento, after starting the season 13-18, has apparently figured out why they suck. And apparently it's Coach Mike Brown. But didn't he just win Coach of the Year 2 years ago? I don't get what he's the problem. Is he really the problem in Sacramento?
No, he's not the problem. The problem is that they're a dumpster fire franchise. They've not been good for a long time, except for when Mike Brown is there. When you want to go back, you know, you want to go through the list of coaches that have run through that place. Let's back it up. Alvin Gentry, Luke Walton, Dave Jaeger. I mean, they got rid of George Croft a year and a half. Tyrone Corbin. Oh, they got rid of a guy named Michael Malone. Imagine that. He won a championship. Keith Smart, Paul Westphal, Kenny Natt, Reggie Theus, Eric Musselman. They haven't been good since they had Rick Adelman there in the late 90s, early 2000s. So you got to start looking at ownership. Two other people I want to give a nice shout out to in Sacramento, as the beam has been extinguished, or they unscrewed the beam, the bulb. It's out. Number one, De'Aaron Fox. Yeah, your coach called you out in a press conference because, very simply put, you're up three, you're strong side corner, and you're sitting in the lane instead of contesting a three that would have been hit by Jaden Ivey. That's number one. And number two, I want people to go look at the track record of DeMar DeRozan's career. Do you know DeMar DeRozan's been in the league for 16 years? Do you know every franchise he's been on has never had a record of 500 over his tenure? He's been to the playoffs only 7 times in 16 years, only one time that he's made it to the conference finals. You look what happened. Toronto got rid of him. Then he got won a championship the next year when they got Kawhi. Very simply put, everywhere DeMar DeRozan goes, they don't seem to win. You want to go look at Toronto, San Antonio, right? Obviously, you can look at his time in Chicago and Sacramento. Losing career record in the playoffs and a losing career record in every organization he's been a part of. Maybe it ain't Mike Brown. Maybe some of your players.
Ooh, man. Coach dropping the hammer there on the Sacramento franchise. Well, I guess we'll find out soon enough whether Mike Brown was the issue or maybe the entire construction of this roster that might be the issue.
I call a timeout. Timeout. Oh, and now, man, so bad of a franchise. You let him come in today. You let him do shoot around, press conference, and then you fire him. That's something like the Jets would do. That's something like the Mets would do under Fred Wilpon. That's something the Knicks. Why am I talking about all the teams I like? You get my point. It's something that bad franchises do. Shame on you, Sacramento. If you want to fire him, why you wait until after the press conference and after practice before they get on a plane? That's a shady move. Real shady.
Ooh, that sounds like a setup to me there, Coach. Not good. But speaking of not good, we have got some teams here, Coach, that just refuse to play any defense. I mean, not that I don't love when, you know, Memphis drops 155 points on a team, but you got to be kidding me, Coach. They dropped 155 points on a team. I wonder what, Charles Oakley would have done if you thought you were going to get 155 points back in the day there. But this Memphis team, Coach, red hot. They continue to be red hot. What do you think, second of a back-to-back here tonight, taking on the Pelicans, which probably isn't fair to the Pelicans. What do you think about this one?
Yeah. And no fly Pelican, more like grounded Pelican. I take the Grizzlies minus the points on the road. I'm not concerned on the second leg of a back-to-back. They're playing way too good basketball. New Orleans is going nowhere. Look out for New Orleans. That could be a possible place where you could see guys get traded. Ooh. Herb Jones, CJ McCollum, Zion, if he ever shows up to play, Brandon Ingram. So you can look for trades there. But if you want to look at someone at New Orleans, I think 18.5 is the points prop for Trey Murphy III. 20-plus points, 4-plus straight games. He's playing really well. Look at Trey Murphy to go over that. And if a game a little bit earlier, it's going to start at 7:30. Indiana-Boston. Now, hear me out. I'm taking over in the game. You're like, wait a minute, 2:31. Like the Celtics or the Pacers, neither one of those teams have really gotten anywhere near the over, going over their last couple of games, right? But if you look at the head-to-head matches between the two teams that they played, 267, that was in October. 207, that's the outlier. 225, 236, 251, 261, 253. There's going to be points, especially a Boston team that did not look good in that home loss to Philadelphia. And then on the flip side, you're looking at a team like Indiana, a comeback performance out of someone like Tyrese Halliburton, who was awful last game.
What's the deal with the Celtics? They're not good at home, Coach. They certainly aren't covering these numbers at home. They don't play any defense at home. And they're on for the first time this year, a two-game losing streak, possible three coming up here. I don't know what to make. They're going to be fine at the end of the day, but they continue to be overpriced in the market here, laying these ridiculous numbers against teams.
That's why I can't lay the points. I'd rather just take the over. I figure they're going to get over the top, and Indiana's going to follow suit. I think here's the thing, folks. You live by the three, you die by the three. Yeah. And that is what Boston has done. And they, as much as they shoot the ball well from three, and they outshot Philadelphia last game, they let Philadelphia make way too many threes, shooting at over 40% from three-point land. Boston's got to defend the three-point line a little bit better than what they're doing. And here's the thing, folks. If you want to look at, like, the Eastern Conference, they're still minus money. I'm telling you right now, Preston's going to kill me. I still think it's a pathway to the Knicks, because if you beat Boston, you just got to contest that three-point line.
I think there's still money to be made fading Boston at home with these big numbers, Coach. I'm with you here. Maybe just the totals, and we'll be good to go.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's almost election day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's nice of you to wake up from the nap, Coach. Always a pleasure to see you. Game Time Decisions returns.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready a loaded slate here tonight across the board. We've got our third bowl game of the day underway right now. Arkansas taking on Texas Tech in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl here. We still have two more games getting set to come up there. Washington State, if they can actually find enough players to play, taking on Syracuse, and then USC taking on Texas A&M. And, of course, we are joined here by the guy who will cover these games with you coming up on In-Game Live, Scotty Wetzel, hanging with us here. And, Scotty, of these bowl games that are remaining, which one did you gravitate towards the most?
Yeah, I must say I'm still clinging on to my under Vandy Georgia Tech ticket. Any chance they cancel this game and just like say, hey, listen, you know what? Really, it's 35-13, ball game over. Let the people go home, right? Then we can rip up the tickets if you had the under. Feel bad if you had the over, but yeah. So anyway, I did like the actually. You know what? I also Joe that the game just started. I did like the over Oklahoma Texas Tech. Just because I figured, you know what. These games have all gone over. It doesn't make any sense. Every single starting quarterback seems to be out. Every single leading wide receiver, every time I read an article on Arkansas, Texas Tech, I said Oklahoma, every single time, and they just scored a touchdown here. Every single time I read about how some quarterback is out, some great wide receiver is out, all we're getting is nothing but overs in these games. It's just crazy. So, but as far as the later games, to stay away from the Washington State, the Syracuse one, I did like USC. I don't know. When you break down Texas A&M's schedule and you really start to think about things and who'd they really beat? You know, they lost to Notre Dame, the one good team they faced. They lost to South Carolina, another really good team they faced. They lost to Texas, obviously the third best team they played. They got wins over Arkansas, Bowling Green, Florida when they weren't playing well, McNeese State. So, Lane Kiffin, or Lincoln Riley, rather, is pretty good as a underdog. Awful as a favorite, he is, but very good as an underdog. You know, if you get the 4 points, I do like USC plus the 3.5 or even 4 if you can find it.
Yep, that's the late game here tonight, the Las Vegas Bowl there. And, hey, listen, at least we get both starting quarterbacks in that game as well there for USC and Texas A&M, which should be a fun one here. We do have plenty of NBA action here tonight coming up, Scotty. Knicks on the Magic just tipping off, but we got the Pacers and the Celtics coming up at the bottom of this hour. Were you leaning? I don't like the Celtics at home. They're always overvalued. They're always double digit favorites, and they're not covering these games here right now, Scotty.
Yeah, they really aren't. I used to play them at the beginning of the season, and then, you know, a couple of times getting a bit with that, it's just like, you know what, you can't do it. Because they're laying double digits, Joe, every single game. I mean, even on the road, yeah, they're laying double digits. It's just, it's amazing, you know. And they'll have one of those 140 to 110 performances. You think, okay, the Celtics are back, they're starting to play. But in reality, that's been far and few between. So I go with the over, especially when these two teams get together. I just still think back to the Larry Bird connection. It's been 5-1 over their last six meetings. Celtics do score, especially at home. Indiana's not nearly the crazy team they were like they were last year. I must admit that. Right. They've come back to the pack a little bit. But 230.5 on a Friday night, you know, at Waterhouse, TD Waterhouse. I was going to say the Boston Garden, but I think we're going to get some points again tonight, so I will go over the 230.5.
We saw the Timberwolves finally figure it out there against Dallas on Christmas. Good win for them. Now the Rockets on the second of a back-to-back final business last night against whatever that is with the Pelicans. Laying a point here at home at the Toyota Center. Did the Timberwolves figure some things out here? Because defensively, wow. They are capable of shutting anybody down.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think so. I don't quite get this line. You know, you said it, maybe that's it because Houston played last night, but they weren't pushed. So it's not like they were in a barn burner. You know, the Rockets have one of the best home records in the NBA. In fact, they have one of the best records, period, in the NBA, but especially at home, 11-3. Minnesota, you know, a terrific season last year. I get that. Great expectations this year. I understand that, but it just hasn't come to be. 15-14 overall, 7-8 on the road. So they're a mediocre team. I got a team that's one of the best teams, you know, home-wise and overall record-wise, and I'm getting them basically a pick 'em. And now the line's moved to Minnesota favored by 1.5. You know what? Don't look the gift horse in the mouth as far as I'm concerned, since we're in the holiday spirit here. I'll take Houston plus the 1.5 at home, basically pick them to get the win.
I love it. All right. Also a great one in Denver tonight as East meets West, right? You got the Cavs heading to Denver to take on the Nuggets, who split that home and home against Phoenix. We saw them, of course, close out Phoenix, close them out on Christmas Day. But Jamal Murray looks like he's back, ready to go now for the Nuggets, and they're getting points at home, which is always interesting to me. What do you think we're going to get in this one here tonight?
Yeah, these are some weird lines, right? There are a couple of trends, Joe, that I've noticed just over the years. I don't have any records for them. You know, I'm sure you have a lot of things that you've noticed doing this stuff for as many years as you have as well, right? So one of the things I've noticed is when you're playing around the holiday, I always like betting with the road team. Why is that? I know it's the holiday spirit, but, you know, we're all human. What do you want to do when you're at home? Do you want to play basketball? Not really. You want to be home with friends and family, drinking, eating, socializing, right? Christmas Day, road team Spurs, cover. Road team Teacups, cover. Road team 76ers, cover. Road team Lakers, cover. Road team Denver, well, Denver didn't cover. 4-1 road teams. So I'm still going to kind of lean towards the road team today. And overs, oh, by the way, you know, 4-1 over on Christmas Day. No one plays defense. So give me, long story short, give me Cleveland. I'm going to lay the 3.5. They're begging you, right? They're absolutely begging you to take Denver here, right? I can get the Nuggets plus 3, 3.5. So for that reason only, give me a Cleveland laying the 3, 3.5 on the road.
I'll tell you this, too. The single worst first half team that I have seen in a long time is the Denver Nuggets. They are no good. They're great in the second half. They are always trailing at the break here tonight, so that's not a bad look. All right, a couple more NBA, plus we'll talk some NHL with Scotty Wetzel when Game Time Decisions continues on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. We welcome back in Scotty Wetzel, who'll take over top of the hour and in-game live. And Scotty, plenty of action here tonight across the board. Bowl games. We've been talking NBA, a couple of other interesting games, certainly late night. You know, you got two games, Scotty, where I always love this. We've got Golden State, where Steph Curry won't be playing, and you would make it seem like nobody else on the Warriors can actually score, as this line is ballooned up to like six now. And then, of course, we got the Dallas Mavericks, no Luka here. In that spot, but I think we've seen this before. No Luka doesn't mean Dallas is done by any stretch of the imagination. So start with that one. I still don't like Phoenix, even though they beat Denver on Christmas. I still like Dallas. I think they're underestimated without Luka. I think they have more than enough scoring in order to beat this two-man show, really, for Phoenix. It's Beal and Durant, and that's it, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go with a logic play. Every once in a while, you do have to take public plays, you know, and I think the public play with the Denver-Dallas game, which I'm a little Dallas-Phoenix game, rather, is, the over Kyrie Irving, right? Someone's going to step up without Luka, so let's go to Kyrie. I did look it up, you know, and believe it or not, he averages nearly 28 points a game without Luka in the lineup while playing for Dallas, obviously. They bumped his number up. You're not getting any bargain here. He averages 24, and they got it at 26.5, so they know exactly what you know. Same thing. But still, last time I checked, 28 is more than 26.5. So he's done it four of the last six games in which Luka hasn't played. You look at his numbers across the board, whether they're assists or rebounds or, in our case, points, they are all up when Luka doesn't play. So one thing about Kyrie is he's a bit of a goofball. We all know that. But he does seem to step up his game without Luka. I'm expecting that tonight, so give me the over. Rather than to pick a team, because who knows who's going to win, give me just the over 26.5 points, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm with you on that one there, Scotty. The NHL returns tonight, Scotty, after a nice little layoff there. They hit the ice. Some interesting games underway right now and coming up, and I think the one that stuck out to me was going to be this Minnesota-Dallas game again tonight, 8 o'clock. Here we go with Ottinger and Gustavsson. It feels like it's a battle of goalies here. That's why the total's 5.5. What do you think of this one?
Well, let's go to the NBA here for a second, Joe. NBA on Thursday, yesterday, right? Okay, this is after having how many days off? 3 days off for the most part, unless they played Christmas Day. OKC, Indiana, over. Washington, Charlotte, over. Over. Bulls Hawks one crazy 233 or 243 round over. Grizzlies Toronto over. Bucks Nets over by a half a point, but an over. Rockets Pelicans over. Portland Utah over. Notice a trend here. We're getting nothing but overs, Joe. So I'm going to translate that into the NHL for some plays tonight. Maybe not. I'm not going to blanket all overs on every single game. But when you give these guys 3 days off, like the NHL has had, and in some cases 4 and even 5 days off, they come back. They're all geared up. They got all this energy. So let's look for some overs tonight. Maybe the same thing that happened in the NBA is going to happen in the NHL. So. That Dallas in particular, it's 5.5. It's not a big number. I'll start there and go over 5.5 Minnesota Dallas.
Well, to your point, Scotty, we got 4 games that the puck dropped here at 7 o'clock Eastern. We've got 2 goals already. Toronto up 2-0 over Detroit. Buffalo 1-0 over Chicago. 1-0 Carolina over the Devils, and 1-0 Columbus over Boston. So it was 6 minutes into each of these games, and we've already got goals in all of them. And I think that will probably roll into Colorado, Utah, and Vegas, San Jose. Are we looking at the same thing, overs across the board?
Yeah. Don't fight it, right? I mean, I really do believe in that system. It's one of those where I don't have records for it, just watching this stuff over the years. When they get 3-4 days off like they do, they're all anxious to get back on the ice. It's not like they haven't practiced for the most part, but, you know, they don't have the same routine like they've had over the course of time. Colorado, Utah, 4-1 over last 5 meetings. Vegas is beating up on San Jose, but they're playing a little bit better, so I expect some goals there. Love the Bruins over. That's 1-0, as you mentioned already. So, yeah, go there you go. Toronto, Detroit, St. Louis with the Nashville game and all the others there as well. Play the over.
But ain't broke, we ain't fixing it. Scotty Wetzel, we'll see you top of the hour, of course, for In-Game Live. Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Happy Friday to you as all sports back in action except for college basketball here tonight, although a huge slate of college hoops picks up again tomorrow, as well as a whole lot of college football bowl games tomorrow that we're going to be keeping an eye on, including Iowa State taking on the Miami Hurricanes, who, believe it or not, Cam Ward will be playing and is looking forward to playing in there. And Cam Ward, of course, certainly having an opportunity to be one of the top picks in the upcoming draft. And this money has all been coming in on Miami. Cam Ward making a point to tell everyone how he intended to play in this game and wasn't all pleased with being left out of the 12-team playoff and thinks that the best offense in the country should be on showcase. And he feels that this is a great opportunity to go out and make a statement. So a lot of the same Miami players are playing in this game. And if Iowa State's not going to get into a shootout with Miami and win the game. It was 3. It's now 4.5. So as you can see, the money rolling in on the University of Miami. We also learned, of course, that Colorado took out some sort of crazy insurance policies, which is going to allow them to play Shador and the Heisman winner for Hunter. For what reason, I have absolutely no idea. It's not like this is a playoff game. It's a bowl game against BYU. And quite honestly, not all that important in the scope of things here. I'm not quite sure how much that insurance policy on these guys must have cost, but it will at least allow everyone to see them play. Pretty good defense in BYU, who is well-rested in this spot, so might be a few too many points to have to lay with Colorado, because quite honestly, we have no idea how long we're even going to see them in that game. Those are a couple of the bigger games coming up, of course, tomorrow in college football in the bowl season. We've got a couple of more games getting ready to start here tonight. Top of the hour, Syracuse taking on Washington State. Again, I have no idea how Washington State's even playing this game, as they might not have enough guys to actually field a team. However, Syracuse is bringing its entire team. They only had one starter on the defensive side hit the transfer portal, a cornerback, but everybody else on both sides of the ball very much alive and well and wanting to win this game. Coach Fran Brown saying they fully anticipate everybody playing and being in this game. Then you got Texas A&M and USC. Texas A&M continuing to get money in the marketplace, all the way up to a 3.5-point favorite right now. That game, 10:30 Eastern time here tonight. USC, the former UNLV quarterback, Jordan Maiva, he will be under center for them. And Texas A&M, Marcel Reed, the backup quarterback, who honestly really was the one that catapulted Texas A&M once he took over for Wegman. Week 7, week 8, somewhere in that ballpark there. And really that mobility of him, two very mobile quarterbacks that can sling it, should be a fun one. I don't know that it's necessarily going to be a lower scoring game, as the total has been bet up from 52 to 55. And given the ability of both of these quarterbacks to wreak havoc against defenses, wouldn't shock me if this gets to be an old fashioned shootout here tonight. And should be a fun one to watch. And don't forget, we also have college football playoff games coming up, don't we? December 31st, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. A lot of eyes will be focused on, to me, these teams that had this extra week off. What kind of Oregon team are we getting here? What kind of Arizona State team are we getting here? Will the extra week prove to be rusty? Will it prove to be not great for teams? Is it better to just keep playing football games? I think this being the first year of this format with 12 teams, I think there's a lot still that we have to learn about it and see how these teams react. But the reality is, been a hot minute since Oregon's played a game. Been a hot minute since Arizona State has played a game. Been a hot minute since Boise State has played a football game. So the question is, will that affect them based upon having to play the Ohio States, the Penn States, or all these teams that had already played a game and are ready to go? I think that maybe the first halves are going to be interesting in the games coming up in the playoffs. Maybe we get a little sluggish start from some of those that, well, quite honestly, haven't played football in a little while. But something to keep an eye on, also something to keep an eye on here, Texas Tech in the red zone once again. They cannot settle for field goals while Arkansas is scoring touchdowns. So 14-3 on our way to having one of the highest scoring games, I think, maybe of the night in this one. Neither team seems prepared to want to play any defense at all. By the way, they did resume the Birmingham Bowl. Maybe that's exactly what Georgia Tech needed. Just a little time to. Oh, what we get where? Who are we? Is that what? Well, oh, wait, is Dave Sherapin in the house or is he not in the house? What do we got here? All right, Dave Sherapin in the house. All right, Dave is here.
Hello,
Dave. This game looks like there might be 900 points scored in it with Texas Tech and Arkansas here, but I'm all for it. Give me the overs across the board. They did resume that Birmingham Bowl, and it looks like Georgia Tech just scored. It's still 35-20. Vandy is still, what, 3.5 minutes to go there. Add insult to injury, right? I mean, you're getting the snot beat out of you, and then you've got to go in and hang out for 40 minutes in the locker room to think about it, and then come out and play the final 7 minutes here. But Vandy, not the pushover they once were, apparently, in the SEC anymore, are they, Dave?
No, absolutely not. No, these bowl games are fun.
Yeah.
I think you got to take a little bit of a, I don't know, hesitant approach. I'm glad I'm not in a book booking them. I can tell you that. You saw the line movement today with Oklahoma and the Navy game, and you know, the line just, they're all over the place. We got one tonight, you know, with Texas A&M and USC here in Vegas. A little bit of buzz. I was out and about today, down by the Strip and downtown. And hopefully I'm going to get to this game as soon as we get off the air, me and Wetzel.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the plan. We'll see. I'm excited about the hockey, Joe. You know, there's a couple days they take off. And, I mean, the NFL took over Christmas. That used to be an NBA day. NHL takes off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after. So we wake up on the 27th. We get a full slate of games. I didn't know what to wear, so I wore the Blackhawks stuff today. I said, you know what? That game's going over. How can Buffalo be that big of a favorite? Joe, did you see the score already? It didn't take Buffalo long to score all these goals.
No. No, they're not even. They just finished the first period. 4-1.
Yeah, 7.5 is the in-game total. That one's going over 6. I went on with Carver today on the Friday NHL show and said this one's going over. How are things down there in Miami? Everything good? You ready for the weekend with the playoffs and the different?
Well, they're ready.
College football games and
ready for the University of Miami to make a statement against Iowa State tomorrow. That should be interesting, as Cam Ward is set to get under center, and you know he's got a chance of being one of the top draft picks for a quarterback needy team, but he doesn't care. He's been saying for weeks he's a little upset that the best offense in the country is not in the college football playoffs.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Oh, and put your money where your mouth is. We're going to see how good an offense they are tomorrow against Iowa State. Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri joined by Dave Sherapin. He'll be taking over at the top of the hour with Mr. Opposite Pick, Scotty Wetzel, as they've got plenty of action on the board here tonight to follow along with. College football, a couple more bowl games late night. You got NBA, NHL, some really interesting games coming up tonight. In fact, on the hardwood with the NBA, college basketball back tomorrow, Dave. But I'm going to be very interested in this Denver and Cleveland game, because who knows? Is that a possible finals preview here? Nobody wants to seem to get in front of betting against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I can't remember the last time Denver is catching 3 points or more at home. Are we really thinking they're that good? I don't know.
One of those things. I don't know. A lot of people wake up and go, oh, the NBA's playing, like, you know, on Christmas. And they start looking at it. And, you know, I mean, because we're coming to the second last week of the NFL season, regular season. The bowl games are in full swing. And they go, wait, Cleveland got the best record? Cleveland's got all these wins? Cleveland is laying points on the road in Denver? Cleveland Cavaliers may be the best story in the NBA this season. It's been fun. They're winning games. They're scoring points. The games are going over. I like the over in this game. I don't know. I can't just let go of Denver getting points at home.
I know.
Have, you know, the research team probably look at this and see how many times this has happened in the last, what, 5 years? There may be two times. This may be the third, literally, in five years. Now, when you see that, you go, oh, I got to take the points. I mean, Denver, I don't know. I really don't know. This will be an in-game swing. Cleveland in the first half. Denver seems to be getting down and then having to mount comebacks, right? So Cleveland in the first half is probably a little bit of a safer play just to be leading at halftime. And then, I don't know, you'll probably get Denver plus over six and a half.
Yep.
Feel much better about getting over three buckets if we could get it there, or two threes, because all they do now in the NBA is shoot threes. So, yeah, that's a good one, Joe. I mean, there's that one and Dallas and Phoenix later. I mean, that's another one that I am looking forward to watching. Golden State and the Clippers. Do we get the full lineup tonight for everybody in that Golden State game? Because
that's the problem. Steph Curry's not playing. Which is why it's ballooned up to six, and which is why it's an easy bet on Golden State here, because everyone hears, oh, no Steph Curry. So we've got to hurry up and run and bet the Clippers. I don't know about that. It's not like they're not capable of scoring with the Clippers here. And, we've seen it how many times with the market overreacting because guys aren't playing here. And Dallas is the same situation. No Luka. Well, how many games has Luka missed now over the last couple? We've seen Dallas be more than capable with Kyrie and now Klay Thompson in order to keep it competitive. So, and I don't like the Phoenix Suns without Booker anyway. So I think those were a couple of games definitely worthwhiling. But are you in the same camp, Dave, where I'm not interested in seeing teams drop 155 points in the NBA? And that's... I'm not interested in watching a 7'2" guy shoot 16 threes on Christmas. That doesn't excite me. I 50 points in a fourth quarter for the Atlanta Hawks. Like, what is going on? It's like circus numbers. What are we doing?
It's different. And we're both old enough to remember when they played defense and they actually called fouls and there was physical play in the NBA. And a lot of people cried about it then, complained about it then, that the scoring wasn't enough, you know, because we went from Showtime and the Celtics and the Lakers playing with an occasional Sixers or Rockets thrown in there in the finals, you know, in wide open basketball to ugly Bulls and Pistons and Bad Boys and just Knicks low scoring games against the Pacers. And I don't know, Joe. I don't want to sound like the old guy yelling at the clouds, but, you know, and we sound like two old heads complaining. It's a tough watch. It's a tough watch sometimes. I don't mind the shooting. I just know the numbers. Like, you know, when you strictly look at it from the numbers in betting, it's getting really hard to bet because no lead is ever safe, ever.
Yep.
You could have a 20-point lead second quarter, even into the third quarter. They could disappear like that. Now, that's fun, and that's opportunity for bettors, and I think you need to approach it that way. But it makes pregame betting the NBA, Joe, almost useless. I'm not going to lie. And it used to be so important to lay that four when you knew that number was going to close six, or lay that six when you knew that number was going to close eight, or take the eight when you knew it was going to close six. Now it's like, I don't know who's playing, and it's only a three away. I mean, there's so many threes shot. The individual player props, They're all over the board. There's a lot of things that have changing about the NBA that I think we have to take note of as far as the gambling space. And, you know, both book side and better side, it's more opportunity, but boy, it is more volatile. Ooh, is it more volatile?
It's out of control. I mean, you know, yes, Atlanta drops 50 in the fourth quarter yesterday, but what they didn't realize, they gave up 44 in the third. So, like, this is just, it's out of control. It's just, it doesn't resemble any basketball I've ever seen. It's just, it's all right, you go out, you shoot a three, I'll shoot a three. It's just, there's no, how do you draw that up on the sidelines if you're the coach? You grab the board, Dave, and you're just like, all right, just, yeah, here, shoot. Just hurry up and shoot. Just keep shooting. And let's see what happens. And nobody plays defense.
No defense. Yeah, we're going to have to ask JY to break down these plays. I love having JY on and talking about this because he's somebody that's coached, you know, women's basketball and is still coaching on the side and doing all this other stuff. And it's so different. Now, again, we got to figure out how to bet it, Joe.
I know how to bet it. Give me the over. Dave Sharapan, we'll close it out in Game Time Decisions next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's almost election day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready to pass the baton off to Dave Sharapan as well as Scotty Wetzel for in-game live here tonight. Should be a fun one with Texas Tech and Arkansas as they just came to the end of the first quarter. And we already have 24 points scored in the first quarter there. 21-3 in that one there. Arkansas on top as very little defense being played. By the way, Texas Tech has had not one but two drives in the red zone inside the 10-yard line. Went for it on fourth down on both and came away with no points. So if we're being honest, there could be, Dave, 40 points in this first quarter we should have seen between these two teams. But it does feel like you can just probably keep betting this over and feel really good about it because something tells me they're not done scoring in this game by a long shot. And I don't know. I mean, the total in the A&M-USC game by you tonight is 55. It's been bet up. So are we getting another shootout with Texas A&M and USC?
Yeah. Yes, I think so. I think that's the play is the over. Again, with everybody in transfer portals and, you know, who's playing who and who's playing what, and it's only, you know, they only have a day or two left to do any moves. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not booking it, to tell you that. I'm really glad I'm not booking it. Joe, I got to ask. The Bills are going to crush Jets this weekend, aren't they? Like, they got to get the 2 seed locked up. Josh Allen's got to, you know, announce his MVP presence with authority a little bit after Lamar did what he did against the Texans. That's got to be the play. I mean, they're all just taking the Jets. Like, this game is going to be a lock, you know, under and all these other things. I think this is a Bills party. I think you could lay in this number comfortably. It's coming down. They're betting the Jets again. What the hell's going on in that game?
I have no idea. I mean, the Bills legit have absolutely nothing to play for. They're locked into that two seed no matter what. Now that Kansas City is that one on Christmas. So there's really, there's not a lot to play for here, Dave, by any stretch. So I'd be hard pressed unless the offensive line really wants to make a push for Josh Allen to win the MVP. I guess they'll go out there and they'll try to make him look really good, but I'd be hard pressed to see the Jets doing anything except rolling over, as they should, Dave. No, because I do think Josh Allen wins the MVP anyway. I don't know what everyone thinks Lamar has done more than Josh Allen. It's Lamar's already won the MVP. They want to give it to Josh Allen, don't they? I mean, call me crazy. I think at a minus 270 it is, I'm pretty sure, I think, is he's a clear favorite to win it no matter what he does, I think, against the Jets. But let's face it, he'll have some success against this Jets team here, and it would not shock me at all if we get him, right? I mean, he's minus 280 to win it, Dave. I don't see Josh Allen losing the MVP here no matter what happens.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that I respect that took some Lamar and have made a push to try to get in there and say that he could win it. I mean, I don't think so either. I think Josh already won it, but Lamar's been impressive and he will finish second. Saquon, yeah. Oh, that story, that went bye-bye. Speaking of Saquon, yep. The Eagles, another big number, Joe. Before I get out of here, yeah. How about that one on Sunday? I mean, another one where the Cowboys are playing okay. They're staying in games. This number crashed. This is a dead under. This is dog live, right? Dog live to cover. They're not winning the game. The Eagles aren't going to just treat this like a laydown. They're going to play the game, but it's going to be close. It's a field goal game.
No, not without C.D. Lamb. Dallas is unbettable. That defense. Okay. Yeah, no C.D. Lamb. They're shutting him down for the year. He would be their only threat to keep up with him. Now, listen, Pickett going, and we know that Hurts is out with the concussion for this week. But so what? Saquon will have a field day. I think that defense of Philadelphia probably a little salty after getting 5 turnovers last week and still giving up over 30-some-odd points and losing the game. So I expect,
talk to you tomorrow.
I expect big effort. Yes, go get him. Dave Sherapin. Yes, well, we'll see you again, I'm sure, in about, 3 minutes here as he and Scotty Wetzel will be taking over for in-game live game time decisions. We'll be back, of course, over the weekend. Plenty of NFL still to go. Game time decisions. We'll see you again soon. Enjoy the night. More on the grid now.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.